Hello everyone, here I am with another questionnaire. This one is brought to you by Dante Creates, and there are 50 questions, and it's a very popular questionnaire. I think, maybe a dozen people have taken this questionnaire in the past week, or 2 weeks. So I thought I would do something a little bit different. I'm going to start from 50 and work my way backwards. And this is kind of paying homage to how my whole approach to GWA has always been a bit backwards, or a lot backwards. I was that person who posted a bunch of audios before I ever posted a verification. And I posted a bunch of rambles and improvs before it ever occurred to me to do a script. So I figured, hey, why not? I'll just do it backwards. And also, you know, if you're the kind of person who listened to a lot of questionnaires, you've probably heard this questionnaire many times or several times. So I'll just do it backwards and kind of switch it up and keep it fresh for you. All right, so diving right into it, starting with number 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Oh, well, one of my favorite landmarks is the Trevi Fountain in Rome. And, you know, have you ever seen a Fellini movie? I don't even remember what the name of it was. It was Mastroianni was in that movie and Anita Ekberg was in that movie. And there's a scene where she's kind of doing this little slow dance, in the Trevi Fountain. So yeah, I'm going to say that one. And mind you, I haven't looked at this survey. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the first like 10, 15 questions because I've started listening to a lot of responses to this questionnaire, but then I kind of, you know, don't have enough time to finish. And that's partly the reason why I'm starting backwards too. All right. 49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I do not. 48. Cocksuckers. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Oh, the slow tease. Very, very slow. Very, very teasing. 47. Vagina lickers. What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? Not applicable. 46. Writers. Has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? No. Actually, I don't tend to compare myself to others, and I don't tend to compare others to something that I can do. I think there is space for all kinds of things on here, so I don't play that comparison game. 45. Performers. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Time consuming. I know that's two words, but I hyphenate that, so it's technically one word. Mm-hmm. 44. What is your favorite part of sex? Oh, absolutely the build up. Yes. I love the build up. All that time before even the first kiss, and between the first kiss and the first anything. My favorite. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? Yes, I do. They may not always lean toward cheating, but they will always think about it, at least in the back of their minds. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child? I can't really think of anything. I mean, Scooby-Doo comes to mind, but I think that comes to mind for everyone because it was always on. Yeah, 41. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore, do not explain. Omnivore. 40. Butter or margarine? Butter, absolutely. 39. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes. 38. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Yes or no? Yes, but I am very picky about the quality of the peanut butter and the quality of jelly. It can't just be any random thing. Peanut butter can't have any sugar in it. And jelly shouldn't have any like weird ingredients in it, like no high fructose syrup or anything crazy like that. 37. Do you vote in your country? Yes. Why or why not? Because. Because if you don't vote, you don't count. 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No, I have not. I have, however, kicked a boy in the shins. 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? I don't think so. 34. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Oh, it's been a very long time. I think the last concert I attended might have been such a long time ago. It would have been probably Nick Cave. 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I say soft drink. 32. Can you use chopsticks? Yes, I can. 31. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. No, I can't whistle at all. 30. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe, how would you describe why you do it? For the fuck of it. 29. What keeps you here? The interaction, the community. 28. What brought you to this community? I came to this community via Literatica. 27. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? No, because a person could have an understanding of anatomy but not be sexual. 26. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? Yes, I have. Yeah, it was okay. 25. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? I don't know what that means. I'm going to say no to that. I'm not sure what that means. You mean orientation, maybe? No, not really. I mean, I really listen to exclusively 4M or 4A, but the only time I listen to 4F is when I'm researching a film. 46. I mean, sorry. I don't know where that came from. 24. Are you currently a dom, a sub, or a switch? I would say I'm a dom. I mean, there are times, I should say maybe switch, but heavily dom, I would say. Like 90 dom, 10 switch, or 10, you know, other. 23, favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. I mean, I kind of like them all for different moments. My least favorite? I don't have one, to tell you the truth. I really don't. 22. Have you ever had drunken sex? Yes. If so, how did it go? I don't remember. 21. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, or rum, with nothing else added. Yes, I can, but I don't love it. I think rum is probably the easiest one to drink neat. 20. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Probably anything involving Midori. 19. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? Rosé. 18. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My wall. 17. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I have no idea. I'm really bad at that kind of thing. I'm not a farmer. 16. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. My single best talent may be sequential thinking. 15. Can you juggle 3 balls in 1 minute? No. 14. Name your favorite video game, if any. I don't really play video games. I think the last thing I played was on PS2. So, yeah. Mm-mm. 13. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Both. Usually aunt. 12. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Stracciatella. 11. Does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? No. 10. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Not vanilla. Not rough either. I'm more something in between, but if I had to choose, probably be more rough. 9. Have you ever fucked in a car? Yes. 8. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, because I am usually trying not to hurl on the airplane. 7. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? No. I mean, I've pretty much done what I've felt like doing, writing and recording, so no. What is your favorite tag? Gentle femdom. 5. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? To be honest, I mean, I do enjoy giving very much, but I enjoy, it's not so much receiving oral sex, but I like the idea of being worshipped. So there. 4. Have you given or received anal IRL? What do you think? 3. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Okay, I've heard this question from different people, or the answer to it from different people. I mean, I don't really, there's somebody out there that I'm dying to make out with. But if you're talking celebrity-wise, I mean, maybe Scarlett Johansson. I don't actually want to have sex with her, I just kind of want to like make out with her. 2. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? I have had, not right this minute, but I have had. And 1, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? No. I mean, I hope not. All right, well, I kind of did that in rapid fire fashion. For once, I didn't ramble. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Dante. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.